The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, well, I'm not going to intro because we've already been going forever. So, hey, everybody, welcome to Thinking Outside the Long Box, technically our listener interaction episode, but really it's just our bullshit amongst ourselves episode. We'll see how it goes. I am Gabe.
I am Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And, yeah, so Almost Heroes. Let's talk about that for just a second.
Oh, you looked it up?
Yeah. 1998 Chris Farley movie starring Chris Farley and Matthew Perry, where they basically a road comedy about two guys whose mission it is to beat Lewis and Clark.
See, I think this movie's downfall had much more to do with Matthew Perry than
Chris Farley.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Neither one of them are funny at all in this film. Chris Farley's like one lemon.
I'm gonna do Juan here and look it up.
Real quick. Sounds like we're good on Facebook too. So
nice. All right, so on Rotten Tomatoes, this. This has a critic score of 8% and an audience rating of 64%. More than half of humans like this movie? Wow.
8%.
It has an 8%. Oh, that is...
But I can't see them.
That is...
Imagine being one of those 8% of critics.
It was just like... Fuck yes, Chris Farley.
This movie is so good.
Oh my gosh, that is a terrible Chris Farley movie, Tim. You are right.
Yes,
Almost Heroes is bad, and the one before it's not great.
I can't defend Almost Heroes.
How you can possibly defend Beverly Hills Ninja is still a little odd as well.
It's just the one part where he throws the ninja star at him and he jumps up and does the splits and catches it in there. It's still one of the most fantastic things to ever.
Not to mention one thing. A 90-minute film and you're like, there's this one scene that redeems the entire movie for me.
And the fact that he does those kicks and shit where he's like, he's limber as hell in that movie.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, so we know Doyle has like some movies that are awful that he loves, like, you know, Beverly Hills Ninja, Battlefield Earth. What are some of your like guilty pleasure movies where people are just like, why do you like that garbage?
Who are we asking, me?
Well, anybody.
Oh, everybody hates The Last Samurai. But I fucking love that movie so much.
That's weird, because I thoroughly enjoy that film.
I'm pretty sure that movie won an Oscar, Tim.
I know, but...
I don't know that Last Samurai is a guilty pleasure.
I don't know, man. I seem to know a lot of people that shit on it just because of Tom Cruise.
Well, yeah, I hate Tom Cruise. Let's see. Let's Rotten Tomatoes Last Samurai. If I can spell Samurai.
Christy's on the screen now, too.
66%. Last Samurai has a 66%.
What's up, Albie?
Samurai's
sitting over here looking at my movies, trying to think. I know I've got some guilty pleasures
in
the catalog.
Jason Will said The Last Samurai is great.
So somehow, Last Samurai has almost the exact same audience score.
What's that stupid ass movie that you really like?
As Almost Heroes.
That's like so stupid. Idiocracy, huh?
Maybe we're just.
What's up, Albie?
Gathering of the exception.
Like, how is Almost Heroes have a 66 audience score and Last Samurai has a 68 audience score? Like, how did that happen?
That's weird.
I have heard a lot of people hate the whole, like, they think of Samurai as like a man showing up to save the Japanese.
Yeah, the white savior.
Which I think
that's what I hear a lot.
I pretty much just assume those people didn't actually watch the movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm trying to think of some more guilty pleasure movies. Oh, The Holiday.
The Holiday? I don't
yeah.
know what the hell that is.
I have a rom-com 100% is a guilty pleasure.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Kate Beckinsale and Cameron Diaz, Jack Black, and shit, what's his name from the movie we just watched? Spy. What the fuck is that guy's name? The English guy.
Jason Statham?
Jason Statham?
No, the other
Oh,
guy.
Jude Law.
Jude Law.
I like that Jason both Statham Juan and I were like, even. Jason Statham? Jason Statham's definitely English.
Is he? I have no idea.
It is a great, terrible rom-com.
All right, so I'm gonna go deep on mine.
Oh, boy.
13 going on 30, huge guilty pleasure of mine. I fucking love that movie for some reason.
Is that, what's her name?
I don't even know the actress that's in it. It just, for some reason, it's like just a super wholesome movie.
It's the girl that played, it's the woman that played Elektra.
Yeah.
In the Ben Affleck Daredevils.
That is
a great movie.
Yeah.
At the end in the dollhouse and Mark Ruffalo. Oh, yeah. that's such a great
movie. See? Exactly.
Oh, that is a good movie.
And
the
then,
thriller scene? Fuck yeah.
People are howling outside my doors.
Oh, yeah, it is that time. All right, let's do one. Oh!
We howl.
All right.
Christy was very stoic.
I think she was upset because I told her to mute her mic.
She just looks like a statue in the middle of our Facebook Live feed. I wonder if she froze. Christy?
Go for it.
You might be, because she ain't moving at all, bro. I'm watching the live stream. That's funny as hell.
What are we talking
Juan,
about,
what's
Gabe?
A guilty pleasure movies? What's one of yours, Gabe?
I got a shit ton of guilty pleasure movies. You guys probably watched a lot of them. I love
Rent.
Gods Must Be Crazy. I love Rent.
I would say I don't think those are guilty pleasures. Like Gods Must Be Crazy is like really a well received comedy film. Rent won like Tony's out the ass.
You mean like shit that I
like
watched
movies,
that not nobody else
movies
watched.
Movies that you love that everybody else thinks are fucking terrible.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, what's that one movie? Godzilla, the one that everyone hates.
Oh, Godzilla 97. Roderick. Yeah, the Matthew Roderick Godzilla.
Yeah, like, I like that movie. You know?
I like that movie.
It's not Godzilla.
No.
It's definitely not a Godzilla movie.
It's like something else, but I still enjoy it.
Bro, I had so many Happy Meal figures from that fucking movie.
Right?
Like
and cups. I had like a shitload of Slurpee
yes!
cups.
Yeah. I had the cup cozy that you could clip into like the windowsill of your car.
I had the Godzilla head.
Yes.
Like the head topper that was Godzilla's head. I think I had a Batman head for a really long time too.
That Godzilla movie had so much goddamn merchandise.
Well, like, they thought it was gonna be
crazy.
They thought it was going to be, like, the next huge thing, but instead of just making a Godzilla movie, they tried to reinvent it and fucked it all up.
I hate
it. For everyone except for Doyle.
The baby Godzillas at the end was pretty cute. I enjoyed that.
No, I mean, I definitely wasn't, like, in love with the film. I just... It just had a cool, like... overall vibe, I thought, like, the dinosaur... I don't, definitely, yeah, the Godzilla aspect of it was just, like, why did they even call this Godzilla? Because it's so different.
Right.
But...
because of the random Asian fish guy, fishmonger,
like,
in the beginning.
Giant-ass Godzilla thing is still amazing to me. And then, yeah, I don't know, just overall, I liked it.
You know, I will say this about the film. If you go back and watch it right now, visually, it still holds up, I think.
Yeah, like, especially,
oh,
like,
for sure.
Cats, like, fighting it and shit.
Yeah.
I just thought it was cool.
it's getting so dark in Doyle's room, he's starting to disappear.
Soon it's just going to be dark side.
Yeah. Soon it will just be dark side.
Right now you're just a floating head.
Yeah, like we used to be able to see like your shoulders and headphones and stuff, and you're slowly like shrinking in. Like,
you need to get a picture of Darkseid where his face is perfectly centered, and then it's just yours.
Oh, he's gone. There he goes.
He's completely gone now. It's just flashes.
Well, I want to thank Colby Surrett for giving us a follow.
Oh, thanks, Colby.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's friends with you. I ran a little thing, and I was going to shout them all out, but I'm trying to find them if you guys want to talk while I find them.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about guilty pleasures. What kind of stuff have you guys been watching, like, over the last couple weeks, reading, any of that sort of stuff?
It's going to be another guilty pleasure, but It's a version of The Bachelor Show, but all the competitors are like singer-songwriters, and they like there's like music involved. I can't explain it, dude. These movies, like, these shows matter to me for some really stupid reason, and I can't explain it.
It's taking two things that I fucking hate and putting them together into one thing.
Yeah, dude.
It's like the Megazord of shit Gabe hates.
And, like, I gotta tell you, I'm the exact same way, but for some reason I cannot stop watching.
What's it called?
Oh, god damn it, without looking it up. Hang on.
It's so good to assume he doesn't know what the fuck it's called.
I'm into the show because Alicia's into the show.
So, you know, being around the house a bunch, I, you know, do stuff on my phone all day and try to, like, you know, sell some stuff. And I listen to audiobooks, you know, kind of over the course of the day. And I finally listened to Clive Barker's latest Hellraiser novel. It's called The Scarlet Gospels. It's about Harry Dea Moore, who is from Last Illusion and a couple of the stories in the Books of Blood, and his confrontation with Pinhead, who's the Prince of Hell. And, like, Pinhead basically is trying to overthrow Hell, and he has made Dea Moore his witness and, like, is forcing him to go through Hell with him. Witness me, exactly. Like, on this quest to overthrow Lucifer, and it's pretty fucking great.
Sounds fucking rad.
I love Clive Barker's novels. Like, he's one of my favorite writers, but I like when he leans fantastical more than I like when he leans towards horror. And this is a little bit more of a horror novel, but, like, kind of the descriptions and, like, the travels through hell have enough of that, like, Clive Barker fantasy side that I really enjoyed it. And, like, the end is really cool. Like, basically, like, Lucifer has put himself in stasis because he can't die, but he's, like, in a way killed himself so that he's asleep. So when Pinhead comes and takes, like, his sword and his armor and everything and, like, declares himself king of hell, but by the removal of, like, those items, it wakes Lucifer up, and he's like, who the fuck woke me up? Like, like, I was happy. I've been happy for, like, the last 600 years. Fuck this. I'm destroying all of it. And he, like, just fucking destroys all of hell. Like, just because Pinhead pissed him off. Like, it ends up being, like, just really cool. I know that's probably, like, a massive spoiler, but it just, in general, the novel and the way it gets to where it's going is fun and good. And there's kind of, like, a little crack team of, like, you know, wizards, kind of like Constantine-esque characters, if you're not familiar with, like, Clive Barker's kind of world. That are kind of on the hunt for Pinhead throughout hell. Like, I don't know, it was a fun book. So
yeah,
so sounds pretty. Colby Surrett wants to know what our favorite DC or Marvel characters are.
For me, my favorite DC character is definitely gonna be Swamp Thing and Sandman. And my favorite Marvel characters are definitely Conan, Ghost Rider, and Doctor Strange.
Solid picks.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with those, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you.
They're just badass picks. I mean, even if I didn't pick the ones on my list, those are still awesome and would totally work for me as well.
Now, how about you guys? So, who are your picks? You got to have different ones.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, Marvel. I mean, I've always been a big fan of, like, the anti-hero stuff that Marvel did with Namor and Wolverine, like, specifically. Even Daredevil, which is not, I know, the same. It's not Marvel, but I like that kind of...
Daredevil hero, 100% Marvel.
I know, that's why... Oh, no, you're right. My bad. I don't know what I'm thinking. But I just like that whole, I'm a hero, but I'm more complicated than Superman, which is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I do like Superman, which I know Gabe hates. But...
Correct. I hate all sorts of stuff, though, so...
Yeah, it's true. He's just an, in general, hateful son of a bitch.
That is 100% accurate. How about DC? Who do you like DC, Doyle?
God, DC is so hard because there are characters that I definitely like. I'm trying to not make an ass of myself because I still get stuff confused. Constantine, is he's DC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I just couldn't fully like regain where Constantine falls in line. But Constantine, Swamp Thing, any of the like Odyssey style characters, even Zatanna is really amazing. Dead Man, if you don't know who Dead Man is legit.
Yeah, that shit's real. Dead Man's fucking great.
Yeah.
Gabe hates it, but, what's it called?
Gabe hates a lot of the things that you love.
There's a cool character I like called a Ragman, who's just like a poor man's Batman.
Fucking awful, I hate that book.
But I just love the idea that, like, his suit traps the souls of, like, the guys he beats. He's kind of like a Ghost Rider, like a real shitty Ghost Rider, really, too.
Yeah, he is, like, a lot of shitty things.
He's got a lot of anger, a lot of hate there.
One time somebody convinced me to read a bunch of them. I've been bitter ever since.
What is Tim doing?
Hickman?
I had to file my nail real quick. It looks like I'm jerking off, though.
Oh, Tim, you jerking it?
How about you, Tim? Marvel, DC, what do you like?
For DC, it's got to be Dr. Manhattan and Swamp Thing. And then for Marvel, it's going to be definitely Dr. Doom, Galactus, and... Doctor Strange.
Nice.
I think for me, I haven't read a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, so most of my picks are probably going to be from what I see. And I would obviously go with either Green Arrow or The Flash. It's just probably my two favorite things going right now. On the Marvel side, I'm not sure. I mean, probably along the lines of what you guys have already said, I'm just not a... just don't read a ton of comic books at this point.
You're a big Spider-Man fan.
Yeah, I do like Spider-Man. There's just nothing... That's probably my favorite. There's just nothing... I haven't read Spider-Man in a long time. There's not new Spider-Man content on my screen, really. Especially now. You know, it's a little older because of where Marvel is at right now. What?
Except Spider content.
It's just... that's probably what it is Spider-Man, honestly, on that side.
I've been playing, I forget, Marvel Strike Force, I think is which Marvel game I'm playing on my phone. And with any Marvel game, I always, like, actively hunt out Ghost Rider, because Ghost Rider obviously ends up being, like, this super overpowered character in every fucking game you play.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
And so I was reading through, like, his skill sets, and he, like, you know... His skill sets like match
these two other like character types that are either mystic or supernatural. So I was digging through the game to like min-max and like get all of the like mystical and supernatural characters for like my roster. There's this character in the game named Elsa Bloodstone, who I sort of remember the character from that kind of like 90s era of like the horror run with like Spirits of Vengeance and Morbius and stuff like that. But she has quickly become the top ranked character in my roster. She's like, I mean, a C-level character, but because of that, all of her stuff to buy is less expensive, like in the stores. So she's just like ridiculously easy to level up, and now she's like crazy overpowered. So I'm gonna add Elsa Bloodstone to my favorite Marvel characters list because she fucking owns in that game.
Maybe Doyle should turn on the flashlight on his phone.
Right? I love that he just slowly disappeared.
He's gone now.
Yeah. Hey, but now at least you can look at Darkseid. It's not just black.
Oh, man.
So I got the list up. I wanted to thank all of these people. Brendan Peterman, Nicholas Eakes, Lilith Grimm, Jeremy Maloof, Mikey Gordon, Jane Elwell Forbes, Craig Jameson, Rachel Kombacker, Thomas J. Mullen, Joe Spitzerina, Leslie Crane Fotzerson, Whitney Taylor, Carmelo D. Seuler, Terry David Morgan, Ken Schwartz, Laura Bruno, Annabelle Lee Walker, Kesha, Kiki Chrysler, Amaris Saldati, Aitug Sibeli, Lisa Pavlovich, Pamela Blessinger, and Jolene Roberts. Holy crap, those are the people who have liked us just recently.
Okay.
Lilith Grimm is a wrestler in Denver. She's pretty cool.
Nice.
Fucking A.
She rats.
She does. She's pretty good. Her and this dude named Eric Angel, the Devil's Ace. I can't wait till there's fucking wrestling again. I can't wait till I can go do shit again. That'll be nice.
She wrestles.
I feel like if there's another local wrestling event when all this opens back up, I'll go with you, Gabe.
Oh, fuck yes. I will invite all of you guys, and we'll go just do that one weekend. It'd be fucking amazing. See, I'm trying to think of... Oh, whatever. You're the one that got me back into it, you asshole. So how... Like, what kind of stuff has been exciting? Like, has anything exciting happened to anybody in the last 2 weeks?
Well, I don't know if it's exciting, but I went back to work yesterday. I don't know if that's exciting.
I mean, it's exciting-ish.
Did you sell a car?
Same thing.
We sold 12, excited. 12 cars yesterday, I think.
Nice.
That feels like a good day.
It was a good Saturday.
Sometimes Juan sells cars.
It's like, oh man, I'm old, because I've had a really good time hanging out with my kids and you know, just being at home. I've had time to, you know, purge the house a little bit. We were working on the yard where, you know, we had the seedlings growing. We had a ton of stuff done. And so now it's just like, I got to get back to regular life again.
Purge to the yard?
I may never go back to real life.
What even is real life? I don't even know.
I'm just saying. Like, I may never work again.
You might want to for, like, food and stuff.
Well, so, like, I figured out that... I'll
eat food every once in a while, but probably not that often.
Like, my wife and I have been, like, doing a lot of finances and stuff and just trying to figure out, like, how we could figure out... Because, I mean, until the 20th, I'm my daughter's teacher... And then all through the summertime, we don't have anything, we don't have anywhere to send Hannah to. So somebody's got to watch her.
Are they not doing the Boys and Girls Club at all anymore?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to do it this summer or if it's just going to be for people that work in essential jobs or what. Like, I went from, like, furloughed to laid off. So, like, I don't even have, like, a job anymore. It's like, I don't know. I might just try to figure out how to, like, work from home and just stay here because, yeah, I don't know. I don't really feel like working for other people ever again because this has been really nice. And I've actually made like halfway decent money while I was at home. So that's been kind of cool.
It's time to start up a comic book shop, bro.
That is not what I'm making money selling. Like, and like legitimately the stuff that I'm selling wouldn't be a good retail store, like, because there's not a market for it here. Like, it only works online. So VHS tapes.
Pause.
Yeah. I made like really close to $400 last month just selling tapes and like some D&D stuff that I have in the basement.
Actually, I think you could have that in a shop.
Not here, not in Greeley. There's definitely not a big enough market for it. Like maybe in Denver or something, but I also am not about commuting an hour to work every day, yeah. So.
Sure.
Yeah, that sucks. Commuting.
Yeah, I mean, if you could keep that going,
really sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even put half of the stuff that I have already in my house on yet. Like, I'm just going to liquidate, like, all the VHS that I have. And then by then, hopefully, you know, we can get into stores like the Ark and Salvation Army and stuff like that. And I can just head out, like, you know, a couple times a month and pick up new tapes and just keep selling them. But, I mean, I legitimately sold, like, one dungeon module for like $50 and like a VHS for like $40. Like, I mean, it's just about.
That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah. It just takes. You just have to know what you're looking for. And it sounds dumb, but the kind of crap that I like is the kind of stuff that ends up selling for a lot because it's weird and it's hard to find. So. Sure. Like, I don't know. It's weird. It's strange when, like, the thing that you enjoy pays off in that kind of way because you tell people, no, really, this is the cool thing. And then, like, 20 years later, people are like, shit, I should have bought that when it was 30 cents. But instead, I'm going to buy it from this fat guy for $40. So, I don't know. It's kind of cool. It's been going well, like, I'm already a quarter of the way to how much I made last month, like, as of today, so.
Nice.
The first, or are you talking about from April?
From the first.
Nice.
Like, so in April, I made about $400, like, I think it was, like, $396 or something like that, and that's, like, I made $300, like, after shipping and taxes and all that stuff. And, like, so far this month, I've made, like, 71 or something like that since the first. Yeah. I don't know. So I'm going to keep going with that, take a little bit of a risk on myself and see how that goes. And if it doesn't work out, then I'll go get a real job again.
Sure.
Post office is always hiring, bud.
Fuck that. So is JBS.
It's tough. Yeah, I can get
it's gonna be a bungalow cutter.
I think we're running with. It sounds like we're gonna be running with six people for a while. I don't know that we're hiring at all for a while, and I feel like the jobs
we're
gonna get right now are not gonna be the funnest. So.
Oh no! Absolutely. I mean, and that's exactly why I got laid off at Honda is because. You know, they had to cut half the staff, like, just across the board, so.
I will tell you that I, and you know, Devin and Taylor aren't on this phone call, and that's fine, I told her the same thing. I know that they were paying one person over $5,000, and then another person money to stay home. And it really pissed me off, because I was like, really? You're paying people that, you're probably paying close to $8,000 for people to stay home until June instead of having the people who want to go to work and make money for their families, you're letting those people go. And that really pissed me off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the way I don't want to rag on it because, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the future or whatever. But, the way they handled this whole situation, and I think in general the way a ton of businesses handled this situation, is just a giant fuck you to the people that work for them. But, you know, I mean, it's a business. I'm not in charge of it. They got to do what they got to do, and I'm going to figure out how to take care of myself my own way, because I don't really feel like, you know, listening to somebody tell me how to do my life anymore. So do my best and sell copies of Blade for like $5.
Yeah, you're gonna be a picker, bro. You can go to garage sales and flea markets.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like no, it's not an exaggeration at all. The copy of Terrorvision that I sold for $40, I bought from the Ark for 50 cents. Like, I mean, it makes sense. So it's about just knowing what you're looking for and going out and finding it. And then it's just going to be a matter of when do stores open again.
I mean, we've all watched Comic Book Men. I mean, that guy... the hell was his name? Rob Bruce
is one of the first interviews we ever had on this show.
Yeah. That's basically what he does, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Absolutely he does. And he 100% has made a career out of it. Yeah. And you know what? Why not?
He was one of our first interviews.
Yeah. That guy is the fucking shit. Eating a sandwich through the whole interview back when nobody fucking gave a shit about who we were. Oh, wait. Nobody gives a shit about who we are still. Huh.
I give a shit.
Did you guys like the Ed Begley Jr. interview? Did you guys listen to it?
Yeah, that shit was great.
Was it?
Begley's the man.
I felt like kind of off like the day that I was recording it, just because like some crazy personal shit's been going on in our house, and like so I was really nervous that for some reason that it didn't go off as well as it could have. Oh no, he was super nice. Like, genuinely one of the coolest people I've talked to.
I think Derek Wilson's going to come out late tonight.
Nice. That guy was funny.
I mean, like, towards the end of the Begley interview, like, the two of you are just literally shooting the shit about the pandemic. And I was like, this is fucking rad. Like, why can't more of the interviews just be, like, a conversation?
Yeah, I tried to ask everybody about that, because it's just, it puts them in such a fucking precarious situation. And like, look, Ed Begley Jr., he's been an actor for 50 years. I'm sure he's got some money saved up. Like, I'm sure he can take care of himself. But like, he doesn't have fucking work lined up for who knows how long. And like, nobody knows how long. And that's got to be scary as fuck. Like, I brought it up a little bit with... oh, what is her name? The lady that I talked to from Tales from the Loop, Juan.
Nicole Law.
And, like, it's got to be really intimidating for her, because that's, like, her first show, basically. Like, she was on another show, like, with a few small parts, and then one other show with a few small parts. But as far as being, like, a character in, like, a show that's, like, around, that's definitely her first show. And now she's looking at who knows when they work again. And that's got to be scary, man.
I mean, this has been, like, kind of an equalizer, because, yeah, it sucks for us because we're, like, working class people. We could lose our homes. We could lose cars. We could lose a lot of shit for not working. But those people... in those upper echelons of, like, society, they have just as much to lose because they have way more than we do. Like, yeah, they've got a lot more safety nets, but if this thing keeps going, like, they're going to be on the same level as us sooner or later.
Right, like, because they're not fucked. If we don't work, they're not making money. That's why they're so eager for everyone to go back to work.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll get off my fucking soapbox with that bullshit, but
I don't feel bad for elites.
Bill's always been the dance monkey dance kind of guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, at a certain point, it's just, I mean, like, the amount of money that you're making, I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah. It's hard to feel bad, but
I'm on the fence because who am I? I mean, if you're not a good person and you happen to have a lot of money, I probably don't feel bad for you. But I mean, who am I to be like, you made a lot of money and now I'm going to be mad because you made a lot of money? You know, I don't know what these people do with their money. I know that the NBA and the NFL and a lot of people give away a shit ton of money to their communities and they actually do really good stuff with it. So it's hard for me to be like, oh, fuck these rich people, because it's just not in me. Like, that seems so...
Well, not feeling bad for them is different than saying, fuck these people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that makes sense, I guess.
Like, I don't feel bad for NFL players right now. Like, they're making, you know, millions of dollars. Yeah, they gave it away. If you haven't set yourself up, then you're stupid. But I don't feel bad.
But at, like, the same time, I feel that same exact thing for people like us. You know, if you haven't set yourself up to have a 3-5 month safety net, it's hard. It's hard because I know I've been fucking dirt poor. Me and Alicia clawed our way to save as much money as we could, and we're in a good spot right now. I have been in this positions where I couldn't eat for, you know, all I could eat at was at the hospital because I worked in a kitchen, you know, and so it's just hard. I see it both ways. It's hard for me to really judge anybody.
No, I'm just saying, like, the guy who goes paycheck to paycheck and he's trying, like, and it's not particularly like I'm like, oh, woe is me for that guy. It's just I get that a little bit more than I'm saying, like, if you had a chance to put money away and, okay, I'd say, if you had a chance to put money away and you didn't and now you're suffering, that's what I'm saying. I just don't feel that bad for you.
Right. But if you didn't have a chance and you're suffering, that fucking sucks.
Yeah,
and like if you're poor, that chance is a lot higher.
For sure.
Where you just never had the ability to, like, put anything away. Like, I don't have anything in savings because we literally, you know, figure out what we can. And, like, sure, maybe I could find a way to save more money. But, I mean, it's tough, man. It's tough when you have 4 kids and a fucking 1,000 pets right now. Fuck that shit. God, I can't wait. Oh, no, these animals are almost all going out of the house in about 2 weeks. As soon as Mel comes back from Virginia, like, 10 of these cats are disappearing.
No, for me, I don't know anybody's situation, so I'm not going to not feel bad or feel bad for people. It just is what it is. We all have our own story, and we're all going through this differently than each other. You know, if we can help stand people up, cool. If we can't, then I get it, you know, but I just don't feel like I have the ability to woe is me or nay is me anybody at this point.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, but again, that's different than, like, I'm not out there going, hey, fuck you.
No, I know you're not. No, I know you're not. Or,
like, I'm just saying, it's just different. Like, I just, there's no, I don't know, I just have zero, if you've made $1 million doing anything for less than, like, a year, I don't care if you entrepreneured your way up there and you're screwed now, you fucked up somewhere, I don't feel bad for you. That's just all I'm saying. But I don't hate you or anything. Like, I'm not like, fuck you, fuck this guy. I'm not going to, like, weep over your demise. Like, you should have planned a little bit better. If the guy working at 7-Eleven's not on the corner, like, I don't feel bad for you.
Oh, man.
Such hate Doyle has.
I don't know.
Well, some people, dude, are like, I maybe it is hate, but I think there's so many people out there that are just like, the woe is me for everyone. And it's like, no, like, you can still provide for yourself. Like,
yeah.
So the people I feel bad for, like, people with, like, mental disabilities or physical disabilities who cannot do things for themselves.
Right.
Or psychological disabilities. Yeah, I'll feel absolutely 100% that sucks. I'm not going to say it doesn't. But if it's just, you just didn't plan right or some shit, like, fuck that. Like, don't feel bad for you. Like, a lot of people had it worse.
It's tough because I feel like we could all say that about all of each other. We should have planned better.
Yeah.
Sure. Not all, like,
look at me now.
Can confirm.
What is it? Nobody, well, none of us.
Before I have to go, let's talk a little bit about what we're going to do for a pop culture classic.
Oh yeah, it's our turn.
Yeah.
Bum bum bum.
I think it's
not
our turn.
Tim.
Is it our turn?
Tim can't pick. Yeah, it's our turn, then Doyle's turn, then our turn, then Jason's turn.
No,
just don't.
That's not how we've been doing it. We've been doing it: Doyle, Jason, us. Doyle, Jason, us. Doyle, Jason, us.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, yeah,
so
you're
who,
right.
So who picked? What was the pop culture classic before Goldfinger?
Friday.
Who picked that? We picked that because Mel.
So it's Doyle's turn.
So it's Doyle's turn.
Oh, I thought it was your guys' turn. I'm ill-prepared.
You're always ill-prepared for this.
Why did you get my turn?
I mean, if you want us to turn again, I'm fine with that.
No, just give me like a minute. I'll figure it out.
Fucking Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh, Beverly Hills Ninja you right now. Don't think I won't.
Almost Heroes. Made us fucking watch
Gabe,
that trash campfire.
What are you guys doing, Gabe? What are you gonna go do?
We're gonna do s'mores around the fire pit.
Nice.
You're leaving us for s'mores?
Yeah.
Are the kids back in school?
They're in school in the sense that they are doing the distance learning thing.
There is
no school for the rest of the year in the state of Colorado.
That's right. Forgot.
Yeah.
Forgot about it.
All right, Gabe, why don't you take us out and see if Doyle can think of something by the time you take us out.
We'll put it on Facebook later. I want to come up with something good. I have a list. I don't know that I want to watch it.
He can't find it in the dark.
No, I could shout off like two or three things on my list. I just don't want to watch those right now. Like Wayne's World's on my list, but I just don't want to watch it right now.
I hear that. Yeah. Well, I guess with that said, we're not going to come to any kind of conclusive decision. But when we do, we will be sure to post it on one of our social media sites, which you can find at totlb.com. That'll lead you to all of the different things. Be sure to check us out on YouTube, tinyurl.com/totlbtube, where more and more things are happening. I swear.
They are. I'm in charge of that stuff.
I know you are. I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. I get notifications on my phone. I see it. If you'd like to support us,
have a little bit more free time now.
I know. I'm getting there. Right now my problem is I only have one computer and Mel is on it like almost all day, but she's gone right now, so I'll actually be able to do some stuff. So. If you want to support the show, be sure to check us out at patreon.com/TOTLB, where for just a few dollars a month, you can make us feel really good about ourselves and really good about yourself. If you have any comments, be sure to check us out on our social media. Give us a little bit of a hint as to the kind of things that you want us to review and talk about. And, of course, you can leave us a message on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. May his midget-loving ass rest in peace. 970-573-6148. With that said...
3 for 3. 4 for 4.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
4 for 4. Nice.
Four for 4.
Awesome.
Nice.
With that said, I've been Gabe.
I've been Tim.
I'm Doyle, and I have my classic.
Oh, my God. Do you want to say it?
Yeah, I want to watch The Ring.
Do you want to watch Ring or do you want to watch Ringu?
The original.
I'm up for Ringu. I don't know. Do you guys like
that? Yes. Fuck yes. I love that movie.
The only reason I know that Gabe asked that question is because he wanted to watch Ringu.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Ringu. I've only seen the American one.
So
this will be dope.
Would you guys
all
be dope?
The
fucking movie's amazing.
What's
that? Would you guys have the chance to watch them both as for comparison?
Yeah, I could make that happen.
I'm gonna be down.
As long as we're not watching another show that has four seasons that I know the others won't watch.
So
I hope we pick Evs as well to watch as a show, and that's only one season. So
nice. Well, with that said, guys, you have a good night. and we will talk to you very soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barren Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barren Space production.